Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Across Israel, the weather is calm, with clear skies reported in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are mild as we head into the evening, making for a pleasant night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu on Lebanon ceasefire. I agreed to a timeout. A historic opportunity for peace, says Ynet from earlier this hour. Also, the Israeli Navy hits Iran, Hezbollah, Syria, Yemen, and Gaza targets with precision strikes, reports the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, this hour, Israel's northern residents skeptical over Lebanon's ceasefire. Price paid here in blood. I-24 News reporting now. Separately, ministers were shocked to discover Trump announced a ceasefire in Lebanon during a cabinet meeting, according to Mariv from earlier today. And finally, Iran War Powers Resolution fails in House by single vote, as reported by JNS earlier this hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. The U.S. State Department posted just minutes ago about a 10-day cessation of hostilities to enable peace negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. In another post from earlier, Jonathan Elk shared images of demonstrations in Tripoli, showing support for Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam. Hussein, a Middle East analyst, wrote just now that direct talks between the U.S. and Israel have resulted in a 10-day ceasefire, with expectations for Lebanon to disarm Hezbollah under UNSC 1701. Turning to our top stories, starting with Netanyahu's comments on the Lebanon ceasefire. As reported by Ynet, the Prime Minister is framing this as a strategic pause rather than a concession to Hezbollah. He insists Israeli forces will maintain a buffer zone. The implication for Israeli citizens is a cautious optimism, with the hope that peace negotiations could yield lasting security. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the Israeli Navy's extensive operations. Over 1,000 naval combat soldiers have been deployed, executing precision strikes across multiple fronts, including Iran and Hezbollah. This military activity underscores Israel's ongoing commitment to counter regional threats. The impact on regional stability remains uncertain as tensions persist. Turning to local sentiments, I-24 News reports skepticism among Israel's northern residents about the ceasefire. Their concerns focus on the dismantling of Hezbollah and the safety of their communities. This highlights the persistent unease in border regions despite diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Mariv reveals political tensions after President Trump's unexpected ceasefire announcement. His declaration caught Israeli ministers off guard, occurring before a formal cabinet decision. This diplomatic surprise raises questions about the communication between allies and its effect on regional diplomacy. And finally, JNS discusses the U.S. legislative landscape. A resolution to limit war powers concerning Iran narrowly failed in the House. This decision reflects ongoing debates over U.S. involvement in Middle Eastern conflicts and emphasizes the complexities of international politics. On the economic front, first, optimism in the markets as Wall Street continues to break records amid the ceasefire, reports Walla Business from this past hour. President Trump's announcement has boosted investor confidence, illustrating the intersection of geopolitical stability and market performance. Separately, Mariv Business reports a significant milestone in currency exchange. For the first time in 30 years, the official dollar rate drops to 2.995 shekels. This change is driven by Wall Street trends, compelling institutional bodies to adjust their currency holdings. And finally, CTEC highlights a conversation from the Growth Plus project. Yali Sar of Taylor Brands and Karen Yakolev-Zur of DAPAS explore innovative approaches to business strategy, emphasizing the power of reverse engineering goals. This discussion sheds light on the evolving landscape of tech entrepreneurship in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.